his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpeard from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
But repeat after me, love. Is a law. Love is God. There is no love where there is no God. Hello? Love, repeat after me. Love is the greatest commandment in the entire Bible. Repeat after me. Love. It's the only commandment that we must perfect. It is impossible if you are never taught the method of multiplication or subtraction, then it becomes totally impossible for you to be able to do calculus. Come talk with me. Isn't it still math? But math can become so complicated. So listen to the student. I just hate math. But you can't graduate without it. You can't obtain a degree without it. So some people find a way to one or two things, fall in love with it, or cheat your way through it. Because it is a must. Some people hire people to do their math for them. I have a niece that everybody believes that we look identical. I don't believe that we look identical. I think I have a prettier nose. Her nose is a little broader than mine. But out of the blue, I mean, her professor would meet me in the parking lot and go, oh my God, Petra, you did such a wonderful job. And that test yesterday, I'm like, before I could get, you know the kind of people that meet you and you can't get a word in? So before I said, I'm not Petra, he just kept on going, so I'm just like, okay, I'm late for class, so yes, I'm Petra. I would go to school and you know, the children would say, oh, I saw you and your boyfriend yesterday at such and such a place. I'm like, me? They said, yes. I'm like, okay. I'm married. When we found out that not even our professors could tell the difference between us, Petra one day said to me, Auntie Charmaine, let me go and test you out of the math class. Everything in my body said, yes. But then when I thought about it, integrity is another story. And I said, God, if I let my niece test me out of the math, then it simply means that I'm a liar or a cheater, and I did not want to be labored like that. There are times that God won't allow you to do certain things because of where he's taking you. Do you understand that? Yeah? Because my niece and I are not in that close pack that we once used to be. What a big umbrella she would have over my head on today to say, even though you walk around with a degree, I am the person that make it happen. So sometimes God deliver us from some things, yeah? Because I don't know why the Holy Spirit will just rise up in me and say, it sounds good, but no. And I just didn't do it. But love is just as math. It has many different levels. Huh? It calls for critical thinking. Are you listening to me? Math. Sometimes you have to add it. Sometimes you have to subtract it. Sometimes you have to multiply it. And sometimes you have to divide it. Oh, Lord, my God. Mandabasa. And sometimes you have to know this, the right measurement. Because even those little decimal points, you could have the right numbers. And a decimal point, just that decimal point mess you up. So most professors says, don't just give me the answer, work it out. I want to see how you derive at your answer. And if I should ask you today, how you derive to the fact that you love somebody, work it out on paper and tell me. Then the whole system would shift. Because now you can't just tell me that, you know, I love Auntie Charmaine because, you know, she's always kind to me. Or I love Auntie Charmaine because she's never spanked me. All right. No. Love is tested when there is no love coming in. Love is tested when the person next to you is not kind. Then you're going to have to, what? Multiply the love that you have towards that person. Love is powerful. And without love, we can't please God. Where there is no love, there is no faith. Where there is no faith, there is no joy, there is no peace. We are just left empty. So listen from verse 16, picking up where I left off last week. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. Let everybody say that. God is love. Anybody want to know what God is? God is love. God is love. Which simply means that he loved the ugly, he loved the pretty. He loved those that smell good, he loved those that stinks. He loved those that took a shower this morning, and he loved those that was too lazy to. God is love. He loves short people, he loves tall people. He loves bright people, Sister James, and he loves nincompoops. God is love. Listen. And he that dwelleth in love. My God. What does the word dwell mean? Marlon. Marlon, come here, honey. Come here. Come quick, Marlon. You got to walk with some vigor. Yes, put some love in your feet. You know I love you, right? Huh? And who changed your hairstyle that I love? I was so in love with your hairstyle. That hairstyle just fit you. And just you. Some things are not for everybody. But some things are for some people. You know that? But I love you, man. Did you hear me? I love you. You love me too? Well, hug me up, man. You can't let your brother see. Is he sleeping? Marque is not sleeping. Marque is awake. Oh, my Lord, I am in so much trouble. Well, you know, I was going to give you a kiss, but I can't kiss you because my lips belongs to Marque. Okay? But let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, though. What does the word dwell mean? What does it mean to dwell?
You
have to talk loud, man.
You're in love with someone, or you're in.
Dwell. Listen, let me read that for you. He that dwelleth in love, or he that dwells in love, dwells in God. So what does the word dwell means? You don't know? Okay. Come here, son. Come here. Yes, you. Come here, Vaughn. And Vaughn is going to tell us right now what the word dwells mean. Professor Vaughn, what does the word dwell means?
When you're in love with someone.
When you're in love with someone. Now, you see where they're thinking? Because I'm talking about love. You see, so they're thinking that dwells means love. Johnny, what does the word dwells mean? Come. Dwell. Come. Johnny, put some love in your feet. What does the word dwell mean?
Dwell means when you. When you stay in one place and you dwell there.
You see what I'm talking about? Dwell mean when you stay in one place. Mandobo second de Dios. Anybody feel God? I feel God. You know, this boy is the youngest apostle in this church, you know. And you see, if he did not know what dwells mean today, you'd lose the apostleship to a deaconship, you know, Brother Johnny. Come on, give him a big round of applause. Okay, honey. So the word dwell means to abide. It means to stay. So let us read this again now. He that stay in love, stay in God. Let's read it again. He that abide in love, abide in God. And now you would wonder to yourself, why is it so easy for us to hate and devour each other? Tell me. Why? Why is it so easy to hate? Danica, why do you think it's so easy to hate? What Danica is thinking about it. Madison, why is it so easy to hate? Loud, Madison, loud. Loud like when you're saying, Grandma! I'm just saying, why is it so easy? It's so easy to hate. Why? When you don't like what people stand for, what they stand for, you are against. Let me just move on. It is so easy for us to hate versus to love. Because if we come to the fullness of love, then we in the fullness of God. Lucifer can't afford for us to be in the fullness of God. So as a result of that, he bring hate our way. And he ride us with hate every day. Oh, did you see how Brother Webb passed you and didn't tell you how the... Oh, look over there. Look how Doug is looking at you. Oh, look over there. Look how Melissa's trying to look like she's a senior pastor wearing that fancy hat on her head. Oh, just look over there. Look at Trevor. Oh, he think he's all that. And before you know it, you come to church, you did not hear one word that the preacher said. said you have to be the pastor or the first lady to wear a beautiful hat? And who said I have to tell you how they do? I may very well have a stroke and can't talk. You fool. You ever think that maybe the person have a toothache and can't open their mouth? If breeze get in that in their mouth, it hurt worse. You ever think that maybe that person is stressed out of their mind and they didn't even see you? My God. He that dwells in love dwells in God. And hence we know, Yeshua says, when you love one another, then will all men know that you are my disciples. Some of us are so stupid. Imagine a visitor could come to church, and as soon as the service is over, the visitor hear you talking about another person in the church. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, we are not all saved. Turn to another neighbor and say, neighbor, we are all not in love. We're trying a thing. So then it tells me that the only way for the soul, somebody say the soul, to become alkaline is that the soul must be possessed with love. If there is no love in your soul, did you hear where I put the love? In your soul. Not in your mind. In your soul. The soul will have compassion. The soul, when it is well with your soul, you can die. So the whole truth of the matter is, how many of us is ready to die right now? Not many. Because we have not yet allowed love to dwell in us. Because some of us still have some isms and schism with people. Come on. Sister Aito, the whole truth is I can only love you if I stand in God. And that's why a woman or a man should never trust another person to love you unless you know for a fact that they're standing in God. If you're not standing in God, honey, you'll lie to me. If you're not standing in God, you'll cheat on me. If you're not standing in God, I can't believe a word that is coming out of your mouth. You might be. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say to you? He didn't tell me, oh, I love that man. He's tall, he's handsome, honey, and he looks good. He drives a nice car. But honey, I asked you the question, is God in his heart? You got to watch the man step. The man said, oh, yes, I love God. I'm spiritual. Listen to this. I'm spiritual. I love God. But then you find out that the man don't even like church. Then you find out that the man can't even do the God thing with you. Then you find out that the man can't even pray for you. Then I say, oops. Back it up. You see, it is one thing if the both of you are on the same page. If God dwell in you, then you can't dwell in mess. If God dwells in you, and it simply means that you will thrive every day to do everything necessary to please God. It simply means that you will try everything necessary to make peace with your fellow men. Regardless of how hurt you are. And guess what? Guess what? Wake up. If Yeshua comes to live with you, he'll hurt you. Tell me the truth. Did it not hurt Mary? Mary said, and I ain't talking to you. He said, Mary, you must learn to have some faith. You know, Mary, can I just break it down? Mary, all this time I've been around you and I'm telling you that I am the resurrection and the life. And now, Mary, because Lazarus is dead, you've vexed. Mary said, I'm not talking to you. I thought you were a friend. You're not a friend. You fooled my brother. You told my brother that you guys were friends. And when my brother sick and call it for you, you did not show up. You deliberately didn't come. And now you want to talk to me. Hey, cooking no more food for you. You're going to starve today. I'm mad with you, Jesus. I'm mad with you. And I'm telling you, if Jesus comes, Sister Amoy, to live in your house, he will offend you. He will upset you. You know why? Because you have not yet been translated. So it simply means that there are some stuff in your flesh that you will do. You might very well shout at Amoy. And Jesus said, Amoy, apologize. You're like, Amoy is my child. You want me to apologize to a child? Come talk with me. And so, I want you to listen to me because I'm not preaching at you. I'm just reasoning with you. Because you know I can preach at you, can't I? Somebody shout, yeah! I ain't preaching at you. Listen. Herein is our love made perfect. It can only be perfect when the love dwells in you and God dwells in you. Hello? Hello? You know how many times I get mad with Deacon? With first adjutant, he said, don't call any name. See the same thing, they don't get mad with me right now. You know how many times I get mad with him? Well, guess what? Not even a second after that. Honey this, honey that. Okay, I told you all the time, Kes and PJ can't even handle it. But I'm training them, you know. Oh, yes, because sometimes they get me mad too, Sister Noblet. Yeah? And sometimes I said, I'm not talking to you. And then we disagree and we disagree. And then I go back to, what were we talking about again? You know why I had to do that? Because God dwells in me. And I'm dwelling in God. So I don't have the time to carry the malice. Raise your power hand and said, by God, I will not be a malice keeper. I can't be a malice keeper. Because I am a lover. And a lover lives in me. Mendaba sete diosa. So listen. Okay, let's get back to the word. Because we're going somewhere, you know. We're going somewhere. So wherein is our love made perfect that we may have boldness in the day of judgment? Stick up in. Let us be honest. How many people would be scared to the point of death right now if you hear the sound of the trumpet? Just be honest, man. Let's be honest. Let us be honest. You would be scared. And you know why? Because when you know that your love is not perfect, you have a right to be scared. Now let me ask this question now. How many people are really committed to the cause of this ministry? Raise your hand. And we're talking about being committed. You show up on time. Whatever it is to be done around here, you on it like white and rice. Raise your hand. You see? You would run if you hear the sound of the trumpet. You see, so many hands don't want to go up. But the whole truth of the matter is, how can you say that you love your husband, but then you sleep in a different room? How can you say that you love your husband, but you turn your back on him? Let's talk. How can you say you love your husband, and you know the man is hungry, you wouldn't even make him a meal? You sly little fox. Listen to this one. You know that your husband works so hard, but you still have the nerve to fake sickness on him so that he can be at your beck and call. Oh, you woman. You're just a woman. No. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church. You know how many wives? Christian wives that have their personal sugar daddy. You know how many wives that goes to church and even if they get pregnant, they're not sure if the child belongs to their husband. I'm talking to the church. I'm not talking about your marriage. I'm talking about the church. Yeah? Yeah? And listen to me. You can believe a form. Repeat after me. I can believe a form of godliness until it becomes like it's godly. Hence, it hinder me from becoming godly. When God said to Israel, "You have robbed me," hear the wicked. Tell me where. Tell me how. I know I didn't rob you. God said, "You're a liar because you robbed me in your tithes and in your offering." Oops. The word said that we will be able to become bold in the day of judgment. Dr. Brown, Bishop Shaw, help me tell the church that Yeshua tells a story about some bold Christian who showed up to enter into the kingdom of God. And when they came and they were told that their name was not written, they had the nerve to argue with the gatekeeper. They said, "Have we not cast out demons in his name? And have we not healed the sick in his name?" Let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? You can heal people. You can cast out demons and still don't have God dwelling in you. Don't not your neighbor. Say, don't let the devil fool you. You know why some people are still in their mess? Some people are still in their mess because you're in your mess, but you're still able to get a little vision here and there. Honey, you're still crooked. And if the Lord comes, you ain't going up. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking about love. But when you become bold in love, you become bold in judgment. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. So when the sound of the trumpet comes, you'll be able to stand up and say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come."
Need a copy of this message? Please call 561-429-5743. Need prayer? Dial that number, 561-429-5743. Once again, 561-429-5743.